Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to a brand new extra special episode of Tinder Loving Care with your host, myself, Pauline, and my darling Kate. Kate and I have decided we cannot not discuss the latest show airing in the 90 Day Fiancé franchise, which is currently 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After. As you probably know, our podcast, Tinder Loving Care, which is available on all podcasting platforms, has a new episode each Tuesday. In a Tuesday episode, we are here discussing 90 Day Fiancé. On our Wednesday's episode, we spin our Wheel of Shame, which contains shows past and present from the TLC and Discovery Plus network. We deep dive them and discuss if anybody is really learning anything from the Learning Channel. And on Fridays, we have our Bravo episode. That's where we deep dive Vanderpump, Housewives, anything that's airing on the Bravo network that we love. But without further ado, let's get into a new episode of 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After. Hi, guys. I'm kind of playing around with that intro a little bit. I want to keep it, you know, the original basis, the structure. But, you know, I'm going to play a little bit with it, just a little bit. As you guys know, I am here solo today. Kate is in the middle of her big move across country. So, as you know, she will be popping in and out for the next few weeks. But in the meantime, you have myself and you also have some extra guests that will be popping in to say hello. Well, guys, we are back on a new season of 90 Day Fiancé. Now, I will admit, I woke up this morning, this is Monday, waking up Monday morning, and I realized, oh, that 90 Day Fiancé is finished now, so what's next? And there was a second that I thought I may have had a reprieve, that I may have had a week of no new 90 Day Fiancé seasons, but you know what? It's okay. As you will find out my thoughts, this Happily Ever After, okay, it's okay. So I saw that it was on, so I desperately grabbed my coffee and watched Happily Ever After. Now, a little bit of housekeeping that we always do at the top of the show. We have a new little baby to present to you. That is not a human baby or a fluffy baby. It is a little baby pod. So, guys, as you know, listeners to this pod, I live in Los Angeles and I constantly come across people that just want to throw some information and gossip at me regarding the Bravo world and the TLC world. So it happens all the times, just with some people I meet and anonymous sources will tell me some information, and I'm always desperate to relay that to you as soon as possible. Thing is, I don't always want to wait to our next episode. So I decided to come up with a little mini pod called Goss Sesh. And in Goss Sesh, this is going to be a roughly 15 minute episode that is going to appear in your feed every now and then when there is breaking news in the Bravo and TLC world, as well as information that has been shared with me that I must get to you immediately. So look out for Goss Sesh. The first episode was released today. Go and check it out on your feed. Patreon this week. Let's get into our Patreon. Patreon this week will be released on Friday. We are covering the kind of dark shock documentary named The Disappearance of Natalie Holloway. That is available on Peacock if you want to go and watch that before we will be chatting about it on Friday. Everyone's very familiar, I would say, with the Natalie Holloway case. What this is going to go into is more details about Natalie Holloway and the monster, Joran van der Sloot, and his obvious and admitted involvement in her death and the subsequent death of another woman that he is currently in prison for. It is a very dark and very twisted story, so I'm hoping that this documentary will do it justice and really explain the very, very convoluted and complex elements of Natalie and what happened to her. So we're going to be covering that on Friday. That is for our Patreon-only members. Now, as a reminder, Patreon, you can sign up. It is just $5 a month. That's $5 a month, and it helps support our podcast so much, guys. So everyone that is already a member, thank you so, so much. And, you know, please continue to support and suggest any documentaries that you may like that you'd want us to cover. You can email us, tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com, or DM us on Instagram at tenderlovingcarepodcast. I read and answer every single message. What else do we need to do? Wednesday for our Wheel of Shame episode, we are covering season one, episode one of Celebrity Ghost Stories. We have Joan Rivers and David Carradine, who are going to be telling us their personal ghost stories. I picked this because I realized both David Carradine and Joan Rivers have passed away, and they're talking about their ghost stories. So I don't know. I just thought it was apt. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to be covering season one, episode one of Celebrity Ghost Stories. That's out on Wednesday. All right. Whew. Let's take a deep breath, guys. Take a deep breath. Let's take a little sip of our Malbec that I have handy close by. And let's get into the new season of 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After. We're on season 8 of this. I really have been pretty poor at keeping up with what was coming next, so I didn't even know this was going to be the next season or the next series. I'm okay with Happily Ever After. I didn't know who was going to be on it. This episode is called Once Upon a Rocky Relationship. So what they do is they kind of, at the beginning, they blast a load of faces and couples that they're going to be covering. And there were a lot. Some of them were really shocking. Like Alexi, I remember the guy from Israel who married Lauren, I think it was. You know, they've had two spin-offs. They've got three kids now. I've no idea why they chose them. I really don't. We have Emily and Kobe. We have Ashley and Manuel and Jasmine and Gino, who we're just kind of off, you know, coming seeing again. We've got Sophie and Rob, who are now located in Austin. And there were plenty more that kind of popped very quickly at the beginning. Let me know your thoughts on them. Some of them were quite old school. And I thought, okay, oh, there was John as well. John, yeah, I'm terrible with his it was his Brazilian. He married a Brazilian woman and they had the Pomeranian. That's all I remember. And they have a baby now. Was John the brother? I'm sorry, but that couple. So, I mean, overall looking at them. Oh, and of course, there's Angela and Michael. I mean, I didn't think there's quite a few in there that they really didn't need to have. I think there probably are a lot more interesting couples that they could have added. But I did find it very interesting that I counted probably 8 or 9 couples that are bringing back. Now, I believe the reason they bring those couples, that many couples back, which is a lot, 9 stories to cover, is because the majority of them won't really have much of a storyline. And what they'll do is they'll have to have buffers. So, just remembered who else is on it. Liz and Ed. And all we saw in this is a miserable looking Liz crying as Ed is saying something that he cheated on her. And then she's in this wedding dress looking like just so unhappy. I mean, it is all dark. But I mean, for example, like, why did they bring them back? why do we have to go through Gino and Jasmine? You know, there's so many of them that we just didn't need. But I think that's what it is. I think it's just all buffers, because some of these couples give us a lot and some really give us nothing. So I think they were just hedging their bets with all of these couples. But this week we were introduced... You know who I would have liked to have seen? I've just remembered this. Who I've heard have completely broken up, and this would have been interesting to see, is Ariel and Bimini. I think that would have been good, because they've broken up, I believe. And, you know, she was extremely polarizing. Her face, her smile, her laugh, people like hated on her. I may have been one of them. But I wouldn't have minded going back and seeing, is he still doing his MMA? What is she up to? Because I know she had an OnlyFans. No shame in that. But I know she had an OnlyFans. And why they broke up, you know? So see, that would have been a more interesting couple than Ed and Liz. Like, we don't need it. But anyway, let's get into who we did see this week. So we saw Emily and Kobe, Ashley and Manuel, Jasmine, Gino, Sophie and Rob, and my personal favourite, Nicole and Mahmoud. Now, guys, do you know how happy I was when I saw Nicole's face with her bright red hair and those extremely aggressive micro bangs? I was so excited. My heart skipped a little beat, I'll tell you that for nothing. So let's get into Emily and Kobe. So as we remember, Emily was traveling. She was a big traveler, and she's 31 now, but she was in her 20s and she was in China. And when she was in China, she met Kobe, who's originally from Cameroon, country in Africa. And she saw him, and he was an underwear model in China. And she said, we hooked up. I got pregnant straight away. And he proposed. Then COVID happened. And it was really hard. She went back to Kansas living with her parents, gave birth to her first child, and he wasn't there because he wasn't able to get a visa. And then we met them when he came to Kansas from Cameroon, and that was a shock to the system for sure. But they ended up getting married. They now have two children. And as I posted on Instagram today, she just gave birth to a third. Yeah. So we meet them. They're still living in the basement of their parents' house, and they have three children. I mean, you know, I'm not a parent, and I can't imagine what it's like when you've raised your children, they go out, they're traveling the world, then one comes home and says, oh, by the way, I'm pregnant, I have to live here now, I can't work, so my bills are going to have to get paid for, and I'm going to bring over a husband, he can't work for a bit either, he doesn't have any money, and yeah, we're going to keep having kids and keep living here. I mean, it's a lot. So we see them at home, with the two children, her mother, Lisa, who I had forgotten how gorgeous she was. I remember first seeing her mother on the show, and she's a really striking woman. Like, she's so beautiful. Anyway, so, yeah, the arrogance as well of Emily. She was, like, trying to have sex with Kobe, or, you know, they do this in 90 Day, trying to set it up like they were trying to have sex, and she goes, oh, it's just so hard having my parents here. As though it's her house and the parents are living with them. No, that's a little bit twisted, that one. I think we need to rearrange that. It's a little bit dyslexic what you just said there. Let's twist that back around. Okay, thank you. Wow. So they're having dinner, the four of them, Emily's parents and Kobe and Emily, and they're revealing that after 2 years, Kobe hasn't been back home for 2 years, they are all going to Cameroon. They're traveling to Cameroon. And when they start describing what their trip is, guys, I was nauseous. You know I'm often nauseous. Often nauseous. And this made me nauseous. So they are going from where they live, which is a rural part of Kansas, 3 hours to the airport, and then 9 hours to Paris. And then I believe it was another... oh, I didn't write this down, but it was another like 9 or 10 hours to Cameroon. Brutal, with two children. Oof, it was brutal. But all of them are going. And so they're talking about that. And, you know, Kobe's kind of describing what it's like in Cameroon and that there are conflict and that there are in a civil war. And it was really interesting. He was talking about how you can't do things on Monday because the civil war is split between the English speaking and French speaking areas. And the English speaking area made it a rule that you can't do anything on a Monday. And otherwise there will be repercussions. And it was very interesting. So I think we're going to learn a lot. I know very, very little about Cameroon. So I think it will actually be really informative and interesting going to see the country and meeting the people. And of course, Emily's going to meet her parents-in-law for the first time, her in-laws for the first time. So I think that will be really interesting. So these two, how do I feel about them? I mean, there's conflict there. They actually seem, to be fair, they do seem quite happy. Kobe's working. You saw him coming home from work. They said they're saving up to move out the house. She's a stay-at-home mum. They actually kind of seem pretty happy. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of conflict with them. And I think probably TLC knows that, and that's why they brought on other couples, Ed and Liz, to show more conflict. But yeah, I think they're going to be pretty straightforward. I think they're a happy couple. I think they're well matched. They really love their children. But I'll tell you, when they were getting all those bags together at that airport, they got them out of those two cars. I wanted, once again, the nausea hit. There was like 15 bags. There were two strollers. There was, I was getting very heated. When I travel, I'm at the airport. One, I would love to say carry on. I always kind of kid myself and say when I'm going on any flights, it's just going to be carry on, but it isn't. I always check. So one bag, checked, and then one carry on, and that's it. I just want it to be sleek, clean, organized. Does it always end up like that? Probably not, but in my head, that's what I want. So the idea of like being, you know, when you're always hot in an airport, I feel you're always hot because it could be like the dead of winter in upstate New York and you're boiling, and it's because you're always rushing to an airport. Always. You're always a little bit harried and a little bit rushed, and you get there and you're always wearing too many layers, so you're sweating and you're like, I don't know, it just maybe that's just the manic way that I travel. But yeah, it was definitely making, there was nausea occurring, guys. There was nausea occurring. So yes, that's pretty much them. So we'll see how they get on. And then I was very shocked to see Ashley and Manuel. They literally just got married, or they say in this, they've been married about a year. How do I feel? I mean, like I said, I mean, Ashley and Manuel were one of Kate and I's favorites, because Ashley is cuckoo and Manuel kind of has a little bit of dry humor, which I like. And he's definitely hiding a ton of shit. So, you know, that makes for a good 90-day couple. But what really shocked me is we see the opening scene is Ashley is now a spin instructor. So she's out, which I think she's just fabulous at, because she is such a big personality. She's very engaging. She's fun. You know, you can imagine working out with her would actually be really, really fun. So I loved that for her. But I also loved that when she was doing her confessional, she was like, I mean, you know, my main profession is still a practicing witch. And listen, it is so beautiful, you know. It is a friend of the pod, Renee Watts, is a practicing witch, and it is a beautiful, wonderful thing to be. But the way Ashley said it was just great.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Main profession is still a witch, but I'm also a spin instructor. I was like, woo! See, America, you could do it all, guys. You could do it all. I loved it. So we kind of see her doing that, and then her and Manuel speaking about being married, and that, you know, she's having a conversation with her mum, who pops up again, who's great. And she was just saying, you know, the mother's like, she's saying, you know, she's saying, he has conversations with his children. I may have spoken to them one, but I'm not included in any conversation with the children, which at this point is ridiculous. I mean, I understand they are in a different country, but she's married now. She's technically a stepmother to these children. And what is the end goal? Are these children with their mother? And if so, that means they're never coming to America? Or is Manuel's plan to bring them to America? None of this is discussed. And I don't think it's discussed with Ashley either. So that's kind of what she was talking about. But with these two, yeah, I'm okay for them to be on. You know, I like them, so I'm okay to see them again. But I need some drama. I need some proper drama. Okay, I need some proper drama in them, in these two, because I feel as though there might not be enough to carry them, but we shall see. And speaking about old faces, again, we are back with Jasmine and Gino. And dear Lord, TLC's got their money's worth for Jasmine and Gino. I mean, is it just me, or have they been on every... They've just been, like, on every type of 90 Day Fiancé show at this point. Like, before the 90 Days, 90 Day Fiancé, 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After. I'm sure they were on Pillow Talk. I'm sure... Oh, it's a lot. So Jasmine, 36, Gino, 54. I always forget that age of those two. They said they're trying to have a baby. And we see her on a boat. Now, guys, those boobs are hers. I mean, they were just out there for the world to see, and God bless them. So she's wearing this bikini, and this bikini was from the child section at, like, H&M. And her boobs must be GH. I mean, they're so big, and they barely covered any of it. And I thought it was wonderful work. I really did. I thought it was wonderful work. So she's on there, and then Gino's, like, driving the boat, and she's like, yeah, he's like, oh, this is our honeymoon. Is this how you pictured it? And she's like, no, I wanted to be on a yacht and a private jet. And I'm thinking, Jasmine, you wanted a yacht and a private jet, and you've ended up with Gino in Michigan. I think you really need to understand that those days have gone. Like, those hopes, you need to put them on the back burner. You really do. And then, you know, they discuss, we had a rocky time leading up to everything. And of course, they replay all the fights, which, I mean, her just crying after the lip gloss in that scene where she's up against the window, just screaming she's going back to Panama. I mean, they like I say, they got their money's worth with these two. They're going camping, and Jasmine's like, I hate camping. I don't want to be anywhere near here. This is not what I want to do. And it was, see, the thing that redeems Jasmine for me sometimes is she's a very intelligent woman, and she's witty. She's actually got quite a dry sense of humor, and I really like that. And it comes that, you know, she's walking around and she's just like, and it isn't too produced with her. I don't find it too produced. And she's walking around, she's just looking at this campsite. She's like, I've seen this in horror movies. People always end up getting murdered here. And Gino kind of laughs. And I do think there is basis in their relationship. I mean, I do think they can have a good time with each other. Look at me, look at me. It's the beginning of a new season, and I'm being so optimistic about these people and speaking so kindly of them. Cut to episode 10, where I'm like, why are these people on here? They're so boring. But I don't know. There's something with Jasmine and Gino. I do think there is a love there. I really do. And they genuinely get on with each other. And it is funny hearing her complain when she started talking about, she's like, I'm not getting in that lake. I've watched that movie with the crocodile. And I think she was referring to Lake Placid, that film. Oh, Betty White, which I loved that reference. So yeah, you just kind of see her complaining about everything, being like, I'm not going to be there. I'm not going into that toilet. I'm not going into that shower. And you know what? I understand. Jasmine, I understand. I love being outdoors. I love being in nature, but I need a proper toilet and I need a shower. End of story. And I don't want to share it with anyone. So then they're sat by the fire and they're, you know, roasting marshmallows, and Jasmine just comes full out and is like, yeah, I need a bigger house. I mean, I don't know whether it is a willful ignorance of how much everything genuinely costs in this country and how hard it is to own a home and maintain a home and all of this stuff, or it's just a, yeah, I know that, but I don't care, so give it to me kind of attitude. It's one or the other, and I cannot decide which it is with some of these people. And of course, they're talking about the baby. And then, as always in 90-day fashion, Jasmine says in her confessionals, well, you know, I do have something I haven't told Gino. Always! It's not about implants. It's not about her ex. It's about the fact that she says, I have had trouble conceiving before. You see, that's a little bit where I think is produced. Like, you know, the producer sat her down and was like, what can we have as this thing that you haven't told Gino? We need something every season. What can you do? And I think she said that. So that's going to be kind of their thing. We saw next week that she's, you know, in some of the upcoming episodes, she's going to be crying because she wants her children over here. And he's saying, I'm not paying for a lawyer to get them over here. So I don't know the context of everything. We shall see. We shall see on that. Sophie and Rob. Now, we remember Sophie from London, Rob the Knob from Missouri. Both of them got married and then both of them moved to Austin. And we see that Sophie is now living with her best mate, Kay, and she's not living with Rob anymore. And the intro to this was just so odd. They're like filming bras on the floor and underwear and then zoom up to the bed and it's Kay and Sophie in there having a conversation. Of course, because Sophie's bisexual, they want to make it out as though she's sleeping with her, but I don't think she is. It's just a friend. And so they, you know, she obviously they go back on the whole story of their relationship. And I love it when they showed the original, like the photos that were on Sophie's social media and Rob's social media when they met. And I was like, oh, well, filters were working over time. And so we see the replay of these fools and all the arguments they went through. And the news that did get me, which is Sophie saying, yeah, you know, we really kind of bonded over like his love for animals. And I was like, really? I mean, I know he's got a beautiful dog, but really? That's what it was? Okay. So they got married, but they've been living apart. Sophie found out there was much more to these girls that he was chatting to online and cheating with. So they've split up essentially, but not fully. And we see Rob at a batting cage with his friend Daniel, and he says very proudly that he's got six new pet tarantulas. Unclear why he needed that. And tarantulas need to be outside. They're, you know, they shouldn't be in a cage. They should be outside. So unclear what all that was about, but he was very proud of them. I guess that's his love of animals. And can we please talk about the way Sophie pronounces Austin? Now, Sophie, where Sophie's from in England, I know she's lived in different places. I believe she lived in Spain for a while. But she's very much a South London accent, okay? And I'm not from London. I'm from about 40 miles, 50 miles west of London. So we do speak very differently, as do different parts of London. And obviously all over the country speak differently with different type of accents. But never, even when I was living in England, never would I have pronounced Austin as Austin. It's such a bizarre way that she pronounces it, and she lives there, and she's saying, well, you know, I'm in Austin, and it's really strange. I had to like listen to it a couple of times, like, why is she saying Austin? Very strange. And then what was a dream that I liked is that Sophie goes and meets her mum, who randomly, the mother lives in Mexico. Which I want to know more about that. By the way, I want to know so much more about this mother, Claire. I have told you about this. I need to know more about her because I have my theories. I have big theories. And one of them was proved right in this. But she lives in Mexico. She's based in Mexico. She has a boyfriend in Texas. So Sophie goes to go and see her mum at this kind of like outdoor pub bar thing and where there are games and stuff. And the mother's like, oh, hi. This is, hi, Soph. Oh, no, she kind of speaks like her mouth is, like she's trying to get, her jaw, like her bottom jaw protrudes. So she kind of speaks, Soph, on my Soph, a little bit like that. I don't know. I need to perfect my accent work on that, my impression work on that one, guys. But she says, oh, Soph, so beautiful. And, oh, actually, that wasn't too bad, was it? Oh, Soph, you're so beautiful. And, she says, and this is my friend John, and this random dude is just stood there looking extremely uncomfortable, and he just goes, yeah, her boyfriend. And then Claire, this woman who's a grown woman, is like, ah, he said boyfriend, That made me very uncomfortable. And then John is just all part of the rest of these scenes, which is so strange. And he's just like stood there and Sophie's going to, so what do you know about Rob? And he's like, I don't know, not stuff that's very good. And then Claire's like, I can't understand anything he says. It's so, so awkward. And they go up to get some food and stuff and they're just talking about Rob, and Sophie's saying, I'm going to meet up with him again. I want to get back with him again. And, you know, the lame kind of conversations of, well, he's not all that bad. I mean, I wouldn't have married someone that was, like, all that bad, you know? And John's like, mm-hmm. Who's John? He's a complete stranger to this girl. And she's just like, you know, my marriage and this TV show I'm on. And he's like, And then Sophie revealed very quickly, and I think she did this quickly because we're going to get into it later, but she said, I did not have a stable home life growing up. She says, you know, her dad was absent and her mother had addiction issues, which I had kind of suspected before. And yeah, that's what Sophie said. So it'll be interesting to kind of find out more about her childhood, because this need at 24 to have this very traditional lifestyle and have a husband, and or you understand the security she's seeking. Then she goes and meets up with Rob. They go to a selfie museum or something, I guess. We can just take a ton of selfies. I don't know. Because Sophie, apparently, according to Rob, had wanted to go there for ages. Now, did anybody catch Sophie's shoes? I'm always confused by Sophie's look. I think she's a pretty woman, but she's always wearing very odd items, whether it's like those ridiculously exaggerated eyelashes or these shoes that look like, I couldn't even describe them to you. They were like micro kitten heel and they were like done up at the ankle. It was a very strange look, and she always looks uncomfortable and she's always wearing skin tight clothing, and I wonder if that's why, and she's just really uncomfortable all the time. But I want her to just be comfortable, you know, and she never looks comfortable. Anyway, they start up okay, her and Rob speaking, and then of course they just get into a massive argument. She's like, you haven't changed, you're not saying anything at all. And Rob was just like, well, I'm saying I'm doing something different. She's like, no, you're not, whatever, and kind of walks off. And I think there's just going to be a lot of that this season. I really do. I think that's just going to be it. I think that's what we're going to see constantly in this season. And then, guys, I saved the best for last. Of course I did. We are back with Nicole and Mahmoud. Guys, what a dream to be blessed with this couple again. So we've got Nicole, who's now 40, living in Los Angeles, and Mahmoud, who's in Egypt, and we see him coming over to LA. She's back in LA. She says, she's talking about her time in Egypt when she tried to live there and all the rules. And of course, TLC does her dirty and flashbacks to her in that scene where she's just stood there in the hooded bathing suit, completely uncomfortable in Egypt. You knew they were going to go back to that. They're so shady, the editors. And we pick up, she's now got a little red bob going on with micro bangs. But then in her confessional, she's cut it even shorter and it's all jagged and looks very, it doesn't look as good as the bob, let's say that. Not as flattering as the bob. But anyway, she's in a thrift store, which she loves because we know she loves fashion. And she's like, I need to get my, the way she interacts with people is so odd. Very, very odd to watch, the way she speaks to people. And she's like, I need to get my husband, some PJs. So she's going to a thrift store to get PJs. Listen, I love thrift stores. I love being able to pick up pieces that nobody else is wearing and match them with stuff that nobody else is wearing and having this original outfit. But pajamas is where I draw the line. We don't need to be getting PJs from a thrift store. But then again, you cannot film in a chain store. They can't just go to a, you know, Marshalls or something to film. So I understood why they're filming it there. But PJs, come on. But she explains that he wears street clothes to bed. And she said one time he was wearing a wool sweater and jeans to bed. And listen, I was nauseous before. I was nauseous before when Emily and Kobe were going on that trip. They just said their travel itinerary. Then I was nauseous again. I have never heard anything. Can you imagine getting into bed in jeans? It was deeply unsettling for me. And she's like, yeah, you know, so I just kind of, you know, want to get him some PJs. They've been doing long distance for 4 years. This has been going on 4 years between them. And we know that in latest kind of news, I think it was in the past month, 2 months, there was a police report filed in Los Angeles with Mahmoud being, I believe, arrested for domestic abuse. So they have a very rocky road ahead of them. We see him in Egypt saying goodbye to his mum, which was very, very sad. And then we see Nicole going to the airport. And I'm telling you, I was trying to get my eyeballs desperately when she was walking to her car of where she lives. I was like, where is she? What street? Is there a street sign anywhere? I'm thinking she lives in Los Feliz. That's an area of LA. That's where I think she lives. Unclear, but I think she lives there. We do see coming up, which is why I'm very excited for these two, the drama. We just see one scene of her driving around LA in the dark, screaming, Mahmoud, get in the fucking car. And he's walking along some godforsaken bridge overpass in Los Angeles with a suitcase. Yeah, I'm glad they're back. I will say that. Now, so, I mean, how it goes for first episode, fine. You know, I'm good. I'm not looking forward to seeing Alexi and Lauren. I don't think there's going to be a lot of stuff there. Michael and Angela, we've already seen a scene coming up where she just throws more stuff at him. It's abusive. We're done with it. And Ed and Liz is so, you need like a bottle of antidepressants next to you when you watch them. It's so bad. So there are some I'm excited for, others not so much. I just want good old-fashioned drama, guys. That's what we need from these shows. Let me know what you thought of the first episode. DM us, 10 to 11 care podcast on Instagram, or email us at 10 to 11 care pod at gmail.com. And yes, look out for Wednesday's show. As you know, we're covering celebrity ghost stories. Friday, we're going to have our Patreon episode out, in which we're covering the disappearance of Natalie Holloway documentary, as well as our Bravo show. We have Vanderpump Rules. A lot going on. And then in between, there might be a little goss sesh. We love you so much. Thank you so much for your support. Joining us on Patreon, following us on social media, sending us messages. As I say, I read and respond to every single DM that is sent my way. So thank you. I love chatting with you. You're all dreamboats. Love you so much. Bye-bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.